Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Charles Bradsky. He's the Transportation Projects Manager for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Charles, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Charles, could you remind our listeners what is NERPC and what is your job there?
NERPC is the Northwest Indiana Regional Planning Commission, and we are a regional government that advocates for planning for what's best for the region. We consist of representatives from all the communities in all three counties of the region, Lake, Porter, and LaPorte. I am the Transportation Projects Manager, as you mentioned. That means I manage the short-term program or the transportation projects within the region that will be occurring within the next 4 to 6 years. I, along with the representatives from each community, program federal monies for these transportation projects.
So you got a big job.
There's a team. We're a team.
Yes. And again, I think, you know, a lot of people don't realize how much NERPC actually is involved in Lake, LaPorte, and Porter County. And I always like to say they're the government of the governments. I mean, I think you work with every one of the communities, every one of the counties. So it's, you know, it's just it's a really big organization that does a lot of great things for air quality and transportation planning. So, you know, I also understand that you're a big cycling enthusiast. So how did you get involved with that?
Well, I started like most everybody started in college and just getting from class to class. And then it also helped out that I had a couple guys in my fraternity that were on the USA cycling team.
No kidding.
So they got me involved in road cycling, and I kind of got out of it after school. But then about 4 or 5 years, 6, 7 years ago, I think, I got back into it. Now I have 3 to 6 buddies that I ride with regularly, and we push each other.
Great exercise. So how is NERPC working to encourage folks to bike instead of using their vehicles?
Well, trails. Trails is a big focus on many communities' portfolio of upcoming projects. Mass transit is one solution for congestion. So are all the bike trails. For instance, I bike to work at least one day a week. And I know several people that either use the trails for walking to work or biking to work. With the focus nowadays on a healthy lifestyle, sure, and everybody's wearing Fitbits. So people are doing a lot more walking and biking for recreation. So going to the store, if going to the store is only a couple of blocks away, people are walking instead of jumping in the car.
Sure, sure. We're talking to Charles Bradsky. He's the Transportation Projects Manager for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission. So, Charles, why don't you tell us, you know, that you talk about the trail system. So what is new with our trail systems to assist cyclists?
Well, I'm really excited about the Marquette Greenway, which a predecessor of mine, well, friend of mine, Mitch Barloga, has been championing.
Sure. Mitch is no stranger to this show.
That's a 58-mile trail that extends from Chicago to New Buffalo, Michigan. The trail will eventually link communities, major parks, and a wide variety of cultural, natural, and economic assets in Northwest Indiana. As of now, there's about 28 miles of those that are funded and are in various stages of planning or construction. And it's been reported a couple months ago that NERPC had applied for a federal grant for this amazing trail. But sadly, we didn't get the grant. But we plan on applying for future grants and moving ahead, securing funding as we go along. It may take a little bit longer, but just a trail that would connect all through all these communities would be just fantastic.
That would really be fantastic. So I understand there's also a new trail map that's coming out soon. Where can our listeners get one of those?
The 2018 trail map should be coming out at the end of May.
Okay.
So it'll be available at all the same locations that it's been available before. That the 16 trail map was available, you know, bike stores, welcome centers, and as well as NERPC.
I see. And so I know the 2050 plan is something that's a big undertaking with NERPC. Why don't you give our listeners a little update on that?
Well, the 2050 plan is NERPC's long-range plan. From the planning perspective, we are trying to project what life will be like in the not-so-distant future. By visioning what life will be like, we'll be able to make and plan and prepare for that future. We update this plan every 4 years, and NERPC had several open houses recently from last of April to the middle of May.
Mm-hmm.
We gathered input to articulate the region's visions and needs. So we're wrapping that up, and we're beginning to look at the influences and trends that may shape our future.
So if people still wanted to get involved with that, how would they go about that, Charles?
Actually, talk to your communities mm-hmm. and your community leaders and find out what they would like to see, and just kind of talk with them or talk with us and see what we're kind of envisioning.
Sure.
Like I said, we've done some open houses, so mm-hmm. we've talked to a lot of the people, as well as online. You can always email. In fact, I think the question and answer form is public input is still open up on the NERPC website.
Okay. And so if people want to learn more about NERPC and cycling resources, where should they go for that?
Well, the NERPC website is a great resource for what's happening at NERPC. We try to be proactive with all of our programs. But as far as bicycling resources, grab your helmet and go for a ride. There's several bike shops that can answer most of your questions. And most of those people working on the bike shops are just avid cyclists as I am. So they can answer your question whether you're looking for the nearest trailhead or the next upcoming century ride.
So how would you define a cyclist in regards to a demographic? Is there a demographic for a cyclist? I know that, for me as an old person, I used to ride my bike similar to what you were talking about at college and, to high school a lot of times because the bus, I live within a mile of the school, so I had to walk or ride. But, there's all ages I see people on the trails, on the bikes, and it just seems like there's an explosion of people that are just out there making things happen, getting healthier. And so, how would you define, potentially that perfect cyclist?
Well, I don't think there's any perfect cyclist. Mm-hmm. It's just people who want to get out and get out and ride. And we try to be proactive as far as being good passengers good cyclists on the road.
Sure.
I can't really define what the perfect cyclist is. I'm a bigger guy and I still get out and ride. And so there's no perfect cyclist.
Sure. Well, we're excited about hearing more about the 2050 plan, more about the cycling. We welcome to have you back on our show. And that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. Thanks again to Charles Bradsky. He's the Transportation Projects Manager for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission. And the Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times every Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Listick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.